Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dell and I are in Houston. Lance is in L.A., where he hopefully got some sleep again last night. Did you go to bed early again?
Early-ish, I guess. Yeah. Not super early, but yeah, like I was a decent time. These melatonin gummies are hitting. So, yeah, I'm in decent shape for you're being awake at...
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Here's how it happens. My alarm goes off at 4:30. I hit snooze again. It goes off at 4:39. I hit snooze again. Then I get up, and I set up my system, and that's it. That's all you get.
Did you get to...
Unfortunately, I saw some of the Astros, yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because that was at 4:40 your time.
Yeah, I did. Well,
the game was over.
I saw some of it.
The
so
game
my
was
time,
over at 4:50 your time?
4:50. Well, yeah. So my show is on 3 to 4. So my show is on from your time 5 to 6. I'm on TV from 5 to 6. And but I did see I saw 3 innings. I was able to see 3 innings. I went to a place and had some food where they had games on. For some reason the Astros were on, and God, it sucked.
I mean, they're bad. This is just
I mean, this is someone bad. It's not embarrassing. People use the phrase embarrassing. Who would I'm embarrassed at? You know, what am I embarrassed about? It's just, it's so depressing is what it is. You've just got, you know, Bregman leaves men. It's the same storyline every day. Bregman leaves men on base. He left 4 on base yesterday. No hits. Your boy's not hitting either. And at this point, I'm starting to feel bad for Abreu, frankly, that they're even putting him in a lineup. You got J.P. France, another, you know, just not convincing outing that he should be in a five-man rotation or six-man rotation at all for the Astros.
I'd still rather see him than Hunter.
But hold on. That's true. You know, he's one of those. This is what you're getting with the Astros now. 6 strikeouts, 4 walks. He was throwing a ton of pitches and just couldn't. Like, there was at bats where... There was at bats where I was just like, man, why does it have to be such a grind? I don't get it. Why the Astros pitchers? We had this with Fromber last year. Why does it have to be such a grind? I liked it when it was easy and they had lots of wins and not as many pitches. And Christian Javier, you know what I liked the Astros better? When Christian Javier, people couldn't hit him, and Fromber was pitching and he was like constantly in conversation about Cy Young stuff, and Justin Verlander was awesome, and I liked that better. That was more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. This team was more fun when they were winning? Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, but I think they lead the league in games over in the first inning. I don't think...
Oh, I mean, they get blasted. But, I mean, at least he stuck it out and gave you innings. I mean, you know what I mean? But but the Astros right now, the starting pitching is just like, they get bombed, and then it's like, well, there's nothing we can do now. You know, we're not going to tear our bullpen up. So go ahead and stay out there and do what you got to do.
Well, he looked okay after.
No, after that, he was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, when Talkman, Bellinger, okay. Get out of, and then Talkman. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He's pretty good after the game was over.
Yeah, I mean,
because the game's over. By the way, are you okay? Are you still okay with? I don't have a problem with it, but somebody brought this up, and maybe I should ask. I don't think it matters at all, but are we still just gonna? We're good with the Yordan and two. Like, that's not changing. I guess from an analytics standpoint, it's not going to change. Would you do anything like maybe move Breggy down to 2 and Yordan to 4 at all?
I don't know that that.
I don't think it would matter, but I mean, why not changing? You know, Dusty would have already had 40 different lineups.
Why not move Bregman to eight? Because his, I mean, honestly, he's terrible.
Well, but I want to give him a chance to break out of it. Like, Abreu's just washed. Alex Bregman's not washed. Why not sit him behind a guy who, you know, is still hitting the ball well, and Jose, a couple more hits yesterday for Altuve. Why not have him behind Altuve?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to get him going.
Yeah, well, you just, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. They just, this team just sucks. Holy cow. 7-17. This is ridiculous. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. And you know what? It's there. And a lot of times they're not even putting up a fight. It wasn't even a fight yesterday. I mean, Jake Myers hits us. I mean, Diaz gets a double to score. But otherwise, they don't put anything together. I mean, it was 5-0. The game was over. Literally, the game was over in the first inning. Much like a Hunter Brown start when Kansas City, or I mean, there have been more outings where they're just not even competitive. They're not even competitive, and that's just so shocking. And you know, Espada's catching it so much that this is it. I don't know. Is it really? I don't know that Dusty would be. I don't know. But it's really, really not working. Whatever it is, there's just no fire at all in this baseball team. And that's just right. So surprising for a team that has been so close and so clutch and so together that this team is just, it's like it's not, like none of the guys are even on this team. I don't care about losing Correa or Springer. You still, and oh, well, Michael Brantley and Martin Maldonado, I saw that tweet this morning. That I guess they were important. You still got Jose Altuve and Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman and,
well, those
Justin
two now,
Verlander.
But, John, those were two leadership guys.
So and so is Jose Altuve. And you
yeah,
know
but
what?
Jose Altuve is
and
a
so
quiet
is Justin
leader,
Verlander.
Though. And yeah, but Verlander, remember during when he was out, he didn't, like, Michael Brantley was out for a year, and that guy's in a dugout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's still there. They still see him. They still see him?
Well, they still see him, but he's not, like, well, that's different. They
what's
see
the difference?
Him.
He didn't play then either.
Well, they're missing some leadership, though. They are.
What? Jose Altuve?
Altuve's not a talker. He's not a talker.
Oh, yeah, he is. Jose Altuve is absolutely a leader in that locker room.
But he leads by – he doesn't lead the same way as Maldonado. He's not a vocal guy that people look – Maldonado rallied, you know, a lot of guys.
No, Jose Altuve, Lance, is a glue in that locker room. They just suck. It's just about – and so is Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander will tell him how it is. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because it just is amazing how bad this is. It's amazing. This is just ridiculous. And I don't know. Maybe it is a spot. I don't know. But would Dusty get them to play better right now? I don't know. You know, what is
you don't know.
What's the word on the street about the Texans uniform in L.A.? What are they saying?
Dusty, I mean, Bucky Brooks thought that red's a little much.
Well, what's the matter? I like the red.
I know. For some reason, he thought the red was a little much. I'm seeing people lose their natural minds.
I know. What's the
over
deal?
These uniforms? Like, it's just like, I will kill somebody if they try to say something about this. If I could take my pants down and put my privates in these uniforms, I would. Wow. This is how much I love them. Like, guys, it's a uniform change.
Wow.
Like, I like that they're rebranding and all. But my God, some of the tweets I'm seeing, people are acting like this is the most important thing that has happened in 7 years. Do you understand what this means for us as a people? What?
I mean, I know at first there was the logo.
Is there a way this could impact the Middle East? Is there a way that this
Columbia,
could stop the war?
At Columbia, like, they would all leave the campus if we could pass out Texans' new
uniforms?
They
weren't there for the Palestine stuff. They were there waiting for the uniforms to come out. The encampments were up because they were waiting for the uniform drop, and there were so much people pissed off about the leak.
You guys can make the jokes all you want, but we do need to investigate why the face of your franchise didn't make an appearance at the party. And wasn't involved in the photo shoot.
Wait. Cal wasn't involved. Cal wasn't at the party.
Cal got a whole ass necklace put on by Andre Johnson.
There's something, for some reason, that bothers me. I can't really explain it, but deep in my stomach, it's like, ugh, what's going on there? But the whole iced out Cal thing bothers me a little bit. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, we're going too far now.
But CJ Stroud, not in the photo shoot, not at the release party. What's going on? Do we have to?
Wait a minute. Is he still following them on TikTok or Twitter
or Instagram?
I did not check his bio.
We gotta see.
Check his bio to make sure he doesn't want a new contract.
Is he no longer? If he unfollows, oh my God!
We gotta look into what CJ Stroud meant to this team and the city, and maybe he thinks he's not being appreciated.
Maybe he's
money-wise.
Somewhere.
Or maybe he's just.
Maybe he's vacationing.
That's the simple man's approach to this thing. But as far as when we need to find the deeper, darker conspiracy, we need to dig in. Where was he? Your quarterback's not in the photo shoot? I understand the Broncos not having a quarterback in the photo shoot because no one knows who their quarterback is. But CJ Stroud, got to look into it. Lance, what are the people saying out in L.A.? Where was C.J. Stroud?
They're saying, here's what I heard. I was talking to some sources who said he was out throwing passes to – they had a high school field that was on, and he had the lights turned on, and he was just throwing passes to Stephon Diggs and some of the other Texans and Noah Brown. So he was just out throwing passes and hitting and also taking batting practice and shooting jumpers. That's it. He was just trying to get himself – he's just being a complete athlete. So the streets are saying he was just working. He thought it was stupid to go celebrate uniforms when he needed to work on some different routes from the route tree. So our quarterback was just working. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
Yeah, that's what the streets are saying.
A little concerned.
I was hoping he was with Amber Rose or something.
Why would you hope for that?
Because.
Do we know that Jose Abreu wasn't?
He's having a good time.
Didn't look at
I'm
Amber Rose
enjoying
or
himself. That's all. I don't want to see him like Deshaun, all of a sudden.
Why would you make that connection?
Well, I don't want to. No, I'm talking about just hating Cal all of a sudden.
Deshaun literally ruined his whole life. The fall of Deshaun Watson, it was a discussion we had here. I was in the green room and I don't know how it came up. It wasn't because of me. I think it was after we were having the Cal discussion, and then a couple guys jumped in. Like, has anyone fallen from grace faster than Deshaun Watson? Not just because their contention is, because this is somebody who spends time in Cleveland who said Deshaun is not liked in Cleveland. So now he's not liked in Houston, and he's not liked in general in Cleveland. And then the discussion was, is this a Mulgetta thing? Is this a, you know, he can't keep his hand, you know, does it have to do with the massage thing? Is it his personality? And one guy goes, why would you ever be doing a podcast if you're Deshaun Watson? Why is he so non-self-aware? Does he lack any self-awareness that he thinks he needs to be on a podcast doing podcasts when he's not even playing? Like, it doesn't, you know, to them, that's one of those things, you stay low profile. And as a former player said, you stay low profile until you're doing something. You don't go out there and flex in the media when you're not even playing and you're collecting money. His whole thing was the fans, all you're going to do is piss people off when you're out there commenting on everything, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah. No, I agreed. I mean, guys have fallen from – OJ fell from grace faster, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a murder.
I know.
Alleged murder.
Well, and Deshaun had alleged 26 things going on, so we had that. You know, damn, I mean, there's guys who have fallen faster than Deshaun.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about the greatest falls on earth. I guess, you know, Jerry Sandusky had a pretty fast fall.
That was quick. That was quick. I mean,
go find some atrocious behavior. But, I mean, I was just trying to keep it, you know, just general football stuff.
Oh.
Although it was his off-field. Well, it wasn't just off-field stuff. It was a lot of it was off-field stuff.
Well,
in Houston, before the off-field stuff popped, he was. Although you remember, John, everyone hated the Texans, so it was like 70% of the people I think were in Deshaun's camp. Like, I get it. I totally get it. Why isn't Deshaun picking the next head coach?
That's when Cal was hated here. And the fastest rise came from Cal you know, but when he, as soon as he put up the H and grilled some burgers.
Fastest rise. I'm going to give you three names, okay? James Harden, when he was traded to the Rockets. Jeremy Lin, when he was, you know, when it was Lin Sanity.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow. No, I'm going to take out, I'm going to take out Jeremy Lin. James Harden with the Rockets over the course of a year, his first year. Joe Burrow with LSU, his last year at LSU, or Cal McNair. Who has risen faster over a 12-month period? That's a hard question.
Yeah, Joe went to number one overall, but Cal's now number one owner overall.
No, overall? Cal McNair. Overall. Oh, no.
Or in the city.
No, overall.
He's number one in the city easily, and if you went nationally,
yeah.
How many people say, man, I love Josh Harris from the Commanders? How many
Nobody.
People say, I love Jim Irsay?
Jerry Jones.
I love Jerry Jones.
No.
He's past Jerry Jones.
Everybody loves Cal.
How many
Everybody.
People? How many people in their city love Cal McNair? And what did he have to do? Nothing. He just had to
put some,
lean into 2000s rap.
Put a giant,
that's all. He had to lean into DJ Screw.
I don't know.
Era rap.
I said it before. It's bothersome.
Mm. That's Bray.
You don't like the fact that a guy who is from wealth is
yeah,
able
right.
to take hip hop community.
That poor dude, though,
is able to take hip hop community.
I know he was living in River Oaks, Dell.
Yeah,
I understand
right.
that.
But
and
that's not his personality.
He was born with all this money,
uh-huh.
yeah. Texas and rice and all that, blah, blah, blah. But man, he came out of nowhere.
He okay. did. In a way,
but not
he
out
came
of
from,
nothing. But out of
not
nowhere.
From started the, from
not
the
from
bottom.
Nothing, but out of nowhere.
Started
out of
nowhere. From the
well,
bottom.
Brooks.
Now we're here.
No.
He started from the bottom. Now the whole team's
you know
here.
What Cal would do? Cal's about making money. You know how we make money? We go to break on
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Allstate Siding and Windows.
Cal would want us to talk about windows. Allstate Windows and Siding.com. Allstate Windows and Siding.com. This is a company whose windows are made in the state of Texas. There's a lot of windows that are made in China, and those windows are not made. They're low-rated windows, the lowest-rated windows, but the highest-rated windows are made right here in Texas because they understand. They understand we're dealing with, you know, 107-degree heat. When that dew point gets high, it's even higher. And then we're dealing with, you know, oh, look, it's a hailstorm. Oh, look, it's a big, fat, giant hurricane that's rolling in. Oh, look, we're having gigantic amounts of rain. I mean, there's so much change, and then the soil beneath this is clay, and so there's movement in the soil. So you want to have something that's custom fit. You want to have something that's strong windows that are durable, that are made well. It's going to beautify your home. It's going to add a level of protection and safety. It's going to keep noise out. And most importantly, it can raise your energy efficiency by up to 40%. It's my good friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding. I love the fact that this is a family-owned business. Their name means something. They go out of their way for customer service, for the way that they install the windows and the siding. And most importantly, if you're an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener, you get a big discount. Make sure you mention that when you call in. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Lance is in L.A. He's doing daily shows for the NFL Network.
And I'll answer whatever you got.
Yeah, if you guys got questions. I got a question for you. I saw a video of Jordan Travis throwing. Why aren't we talking about Jordan Travis at all?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. The draft process, I was like, wait, is Jordan Travis out in this draft? He was not, you know, he was one of the first, I don't know, probably 250 I wrote up. I'm like, wait, is Jordan Travis actually eligible? Was he in this draft? I didn't even know Jordan Travis was until some point in, like, probably early February.
For those of you that don't know, he's the Florida State quarterback that got hurt. And while he was playing, he was a Heisman candidate, and he had them in the playoff.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, they were undefeated. And so I wasn't sure because, you know, everyone's got this extra COVID year, and I didn't know if he was going back, and I had to research. I'm like, no, he's coming out, but no one's talking about him. And then I watched him, and I was like, it was not great. It's not great. But he should go in the fifth or sixth round. He'll be a day three guy. So the top six quarterbacks all have a chance to become starters. They will become starters at some point. A lot of people are convinced Bo Nix is just going to be a low-end starter to good backup, which is fine. I think he could become a solid starter in the right offense. I'm not as convinced on Michael Penix, but we'll see. But the problem is, after you get past six, to me, it's a dead draft. Spencer Rattler's not who people want. Spencer Rattler to be a thing. They want so bad. Spencer Rattler's actually the guy who actually, this is my QB too. And they want to be an outlier quarterback. They want to be on the train that's, you know, supposed to leave at a different time. They want to find that special band that no one knows about. Spencer Rattler ain't him. He's not that guy. He's a smallish quarterback with good arm talent who's wildly inconsistent. Despite having good talent around him, like he's had some wide receivers around him. He's had some players around him. And go look at his production. It ain't good. And when you see it on tape, you'll understand why. Now, I do think he'll be the seventh quarterback off the board. I think the earliest he goes is third round. And then Michael Pratt from Tulane, I don't really like him, but people seem to like him, so he'll probably go in the fourth, fifth. And then after that, it's just a bunch of mishmash. It's nuts. You know, Jordan Travis has got a chance to be a backup. Joe Milton's just a guy who throws far. Devin Leary is, you know, he'll flash every once in a while, but in general, the tape is messy. The one guy I liked kind of was a guy named Michael Hyers out of Samford. He's unlikely to get drafted, but if there's one guy that I think could end up kind of surprising and maybe making a roster somehow, would be Michael Hyers out of Samford. So maybe the Brock Purdy effect, but not to that level. So I don't know. It's a good quarterback draft if you need a quarterback in the first 40 picks, but once you get past that, you're dead.
Okay, so right now, or just a minute ago, Ryan Clark was on ESPN talking about Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. And the headline underneath said, because we can't hear it, is that Caleb Williams, Ryan Clark says, Caleb Williams is extremely mature. Okay? And then blah, blah, blah. It's so funny. Because of the crying, because of the way Caleb Williams handled some things, mm-hmm. Listen to this interview. This was on Pablo Torres' podcast, and David Fleming was on. He worked for ESPN the magazine. Yeah,
he worked for them 27 years ago.
Yeah, right. He wrote a couple of books. So here he is talking about Caleb Williams.
And I reached out to a guy who's really well-connected, a former scout, really well-connected across the NFL with GMs and front offices, and I was blown away by his reaction.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing, that was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your fucking season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the shit out of a lot of NFL teams, too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him. But to me, that looked weak as shit, really fragile.
And so this is...
It's like a Prince play quarterback is one of the most damning things you can ever say about someone's personality.
So Ryan Clark today, is Caleb Williams the next Justin Fields that we have to protect from the evil media?
Yes.
That is taking things that happen.
Well, there's the dichotomy going on right now where you have to tear down J.J. McCarthy. Like, he must be stopped. The J.J. McCarthy perceived momentum, which, by the way, I don't think he's gone in the first five picks, but the J.J. McCarthy momentum must be stopped, and we must protect Caleb Williams. Although there's not as much Caleb protection because there are some people who still can't get past the pink nails, the nail polish, and the pink case. And there's still some guys who have their little homophobic thing that they're dealing with who I don't think are going all in on. Caleb, because Caleb's going to be the first pick. So I think there are some people who say, ah, we can sit this out. We don't have to protect Caleb as much. I mean, last year you had Stroud with the S2 stuff. You had Josh Fields, who was perceived to be – I mean, Justin Fields, who was perceived to be sliding a little bit. There's not really – it's not as much protection, I think. And to be fair here, to be perfectly fair, I think that – how do we know about Caleb Williams? Like, when I talked to the Bears at Senior Bowl, they seemed absolutely fine. I asked about personality, and they said, you go talk to guys in the locker room, you go talk to guys he plays with, there is no doubt in their mind that guy's a leader in the locker room, that he's a leader of men. They seem to have no doubt in January, which meant, for me, I was able to lock in on Caleb when I had that brief discussion on the sideline, but at the Senior Bowl. But honestly, I don't, you know, I have heard plenty of that stuff. You know, the stuff I hear also, I brought this up. So the Jaden Daniels, right? I brought up Jaden Daniels, and his mom was trying to push for Brandon. I guess his mom and agent were trying to push for Brandon Ayuk to get signed to a $25 million a year deal. They wanted him to trade. What they wanted is they wanted to trade for Brandon Ayuk and then also give him $25 million a year if they were going to go to Washington. And this is, like, to me, red flag type stuff. So I brought it up to one of the teams I was talking to yesterday. I said, would that make you nervous? And they said, no, because we're dealing with it every year. He said, like, Kyler's dad, we dealt with that. He said, Caleb's dad, we're dealing with that. Jaden Daniels' mom, he goes, I got news for you. There's way more of these quarterbacks now who are coming out who have been groomed to be quarterbacks since they were like 7 and 8. And he said, the amount of hovering parents is at an all-time high. He said, so if it bothers you, if you're worried about that, then you may never draft a quarterback. And he said it's way more prevalent. He brought up another quarterback too. There was another quarterback, not Will Levis. There was another one too that he brought up. But the fact is, this is apparently like just a known deal that you're going to have to deal with. The quarterbacks are just going to be a lot of them are going to be a little bit different in terms of how they've come up, where they are a little more coddled. And it sounds stereotypical. But this guy also said, it's just what you have to deal with. You know, you just have to make sure that you have somebody who's strong enough to do what they need to do on the next level. Like Lamar Jackson had that kind of relationship with his mom, but there's no, you know, Lamar is Lamar. Like Lamar doesn't just say, what should I do, mommy? That's not a thing. You know, Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. So he does what he needs to do, and guys rally around Lamar Jackson. And so you can be close to a parent, but not have them interfere and all that stuff. But for Caleb Williams, I've heard some of the same stuff with Caleb Williams. There are people who just – the NFL is very simple. They'll just call you weird or just say he's a different dude. I hear the phrase different dude, and that just means he's not typical of most guys in locker rooms. And sometimes it ends up being, you know, a legitimate issue, and sometimes it doesn't. But different dude and weird
that's
guy.
It's
definitely not meant as a compliment. And for Caleb, it just means the reason it's a concern with quarterbacks is sometimes it's hard to get on the same level if you don't vibe with something.
You got to be that leader in the locker room. You're different than that.
The context.
All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776. Do you have any questions for Lance? You're more than welcome to get in. I have a question for you. Do you need a new car? And if you need a new car, there's one place to go, and that is Chastain Ford. It is the place. Ford is an unbelievable product. It is a great, great product. I love my F-150. I've got the Lightning, but it doesn't matter. My son has the F-150 gas and love it, love it, love it. It's just a great, great vehicle. And where do you get that vehicle? There's one place to go, Chastain Ford. Be part of the family. Get the best deal you can. Get all the rebates. Get the financing that is going to be second to none. They are going to work that deal and get you the best financing. They did that with me. Instead of getting Ford financing, which Ford wants them to do, they went into a bank because there was a better interest rate for me. That's the kind of care that you get at Chastain Ford. They are going to do whatever they can to get you exactly at the price and the cost every month that you need to be at. Do you need a 3-year deal? Do you need a 5-year deal? They got 6, 7-year deals all at Chastain Ford. They want to get you into that car or truck without you choking on those payments, that's awfully important to them. And that's why you're going to go back to them every single time. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Just got word from Courtney that we are more than half full on May 7th out at Highland Pines.
Nice.
And you're running out of time to get the early bird special to sign up. So sign up right now at ESPN975.com. So we're going to play Highland Pines, and if you've never played it, it is the most unique course here in the city of Houston. Elevated tee shots, down 40-foot drops, pines, water, beautiful. I mean, I honestly, at some point you're going to go, this isn't like cute. This is, seems like we're in Georgia or somewhere. It just does not seem at all like you're in Houston.
Seems
we've
like
got
we're in Georgia.
Carbach Brewing Company. We've got lunch from Cypress Trail Hideout. We got Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. All this food, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf for one low, low price. So let's go. Let's fill this thing up. You better get in. Get in now because you got a better price, but also get in now before it fills up. Mm. So you got that. Okay. That's May 7th. May 7th is the tournament. Dell can't wait to get out there. He's going to do, he wants to not only do our show, his show, and he wants to produce Joe George's show out there as well. So, Joe
good.
And Paul. Yeah, he wants to hang out with them in their
wouldn't
show, too.
Wouldn't it be a team player? I never thought I'd hear that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Joel doesn't want him on his show, so he's not going to do that.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
You got to know,
I understand. That's
you know your audience.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
Dell
sure.
can't wait because he's all about the golf life, all about that life.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
So. Can't be more excited. Can't be.
Did you see what the NBA admitted? Hey, sorry about that game, Joel. We saw how upset you were. We screwed up some calls in the Knicks and 76ers. So, Daryl Morey vindicated.
Well, and you know who's the LeBron is catching it because the replay that he was commenting on was like in the third quarter. It was a third quarter replay that they went over. And he blew a 20-point second-half lead. And he's talking about a third-quarter replay.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that they lost the game. As
sometimes I get the non-accountable.
Holding on to a 20-point lead.
Yeah, sometimes I will say the one thing that will always, like, the argument that if LeBron wins this year title, now is he the GOAT? Now is he? A lot of it for a lot of us just has to do I mean, he's an all-time great. He's up there with Jordan without question. I've never seen anyone perform at this level for this long. It's truly incredible. Maybe the most blessed physical specimen that I've ever in any sport that I've ever seen for this duration. With that said, he's got some it's your fault type stuff to him. He's got some non-accountability to him. He's got some of that kind of bothers. I think it bothers a lot of us that he doesn't have that. There's something that's a little different. I'm not saying he's not an alpha because he is, but there's just something that's missing with LeBron when it comes to taking full-on responsibility without making it a big. I don't know. Everything has to become a big production, but he's phenomenal from a basketball standpoint. But there's like that's kind of on brand for him to blame something else when you lose a 20-point game. I can't believe I hadn't even really thought about the fact that he had. That the Lakers had blown that lead, yeah. But the focus was a call.
Yeah. I mean, and it was a third quarter call.
And they were beaten by last second jumper, so I get it.
So did you happen to read Luka's lips after he hit the game-winning shot?
No. What did Luka say?
He had some choice words for the L.A. faithful. He was dropping... ugly a-hole stuff on them. I mean, he was
one. Luka's got a lot of.
Oh, he does.
Luka's probably at the top of the food chain when it comes to him and Jimmy Butler, the guys who will. Who do you think it is, Dallas? Tatum doesn't really have that, does he? Anthony Edwards is showing a lot
Tatum's
of that,
a whiner.
Too.
He whines yeah. on calls.
I'm talking about the guys that are kind of cut-your-heart-out type guys. Luka's always had that in him.
Luka,
Jimmy Butler's always had that. Does Anthony Edwards, he's starting to show some of that,
Anthony Edwards will talk to fans, to opponents, no matter what their status is. You know, if you're 4 years older than him, then you're old. So he will let everyone know that you're old, as long as you're older than him. So he's probably the next guy. If he does want to become the face of the league, there's a possibility. I'm not sure that he does. But yeah, as far as killers, he's in that mode, and they're up 2-0 now on the Suns, and the Suns are talking about telling their fans not to give up on them in press conferences now.
Did you see Alperen Şengün finish third? NBA's most improved, Tyrese Maxey finished first. He was number one. Number two was Kobe White, and number three was Alperen Şengün. Okay, I mean Tyrese Maxey is pretty good. Tyrese Maxey took
pretty
a big
good.
Step.
He became last year.
Well, and he had to carry a lot of it himself, right?
Which brings up the debate that people have about most improved. Is Tyrese Maxey most improved, or did he simply take on a bigger role because James Harden is no longer there? A guy like Kobe White, you would say, kind of came out of nowhere. That guy was not – no one saw this year coming from Kobe. Anyone could look at Tyrese Maxey and go, he's going to be a star when there are more opportunities coming his way. That particular award is not one that's very well defined. But, you know, you give it to a guy who scored a lot of points, and I think he upped his average by, what, about six or something for Tyrese Maxey? So it's not a award that people care that much about, so it's not going to be a fight like the MVP. But I would have given it to Kobe White because he was just a bit player on that Bulls team last year. And this year, he might have been their best player.
Yeah. He averaged 19.1, 4.5, and 5.1 assists. Mm-hmm. Alpi, 21.1, 9.3 rebounds and 5 assists. All career highs. Yeah, I don't know. I guess. I mean, I listen, he, at least people are recognizing what's going on here.
Yeah. There's no – you don't have to worry about that. If you're worried about the Rockets getting good publicity, they get plenty of good publicity from – you know, from basketball community, that's not a problem. We're going to be fine. Honestly, now when you say who's going to win a championship, Rockets, Astros, or Texans first, your answer is probably Texans now. It's probably Texans followed by Rockets and then Astros. You know, this is the first time they've been down 10 games since 2016, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
10 games under 500. It's the first time in 8 years that the Astros have been down
we're not even a month into the season. Wow. It's just awful. It's just awful what's happened here. Just
can we
awful.
Get some real pitcher? Can we get some guys back? What's the late? What's going on with their key?
I mean,
is he getting close to?
Everybody was surprised that Fromber wasn't in the rotation.
Is he getting close to putting a glove on?
Everybody was surprised that Fromber wasn't in the rotation in Chicago, but I never saw any indication he'd be back this soon. I mean, what?
Well, now the report is if things go well, he'll be pitching in Mexico City. Against the Rockies.
Doesn't he have to do any rehab?
No, they say...
the Rockies are kind of a rehab state.
Listen,
in that altitude?
No, it could get ugly, but he's...
In this economy?
He is scheduled, according to Brian McTaggart, I think I saw the tweet yesterday, that if things go as planned, he'll be pitching against the Rockies on Thursday or Friday.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. I think I'd like to see him throw a couple of pitches first or something.
I don't know exactly.
Seems like he's been out a while.
I mean, maybe he's been throwing pitches off a mound, John, and he's ready.
You don't know. I don't know.
I said maybe. That's why I said
maybe.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Maybe suggests I don't know. But McTaggart, if he's to believe, they have Thursday off. So either Friday or Saturday, he could be pitching against the Rockies.
No. All right. Well, that blows. You know what else blows?
They
property
have Friday
taxes.
Off. Excuse me. Friday off. Saturday or Sunday. Sorry. Right. Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday. Right. They got Friday off and a rare Friday off. But that's a travel to Mexico. So you got that. You know what else blows? Property taxes. Property taxes blow. I mean, terrible. If you're somebody that just ignores it, too, guess what? It's going to cost you. It just costs. If you just do nothing and let the government appraise your home and decide how much your home is worth, guess what's going to happen? You're paying a lot more than you have to. 86% of Own Wells customers save on property taxes. 86%. That's ridiculous that many times the government is telling you that your house, this is what your house is worth, and being wrong about it. They're wrong. They've been wrong about mine. I fought them before, but it's just, you're just not as good as Own Well is, period. And oh, by the way, Own Well now is going to save you. They save an average of $1,148 per customer. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money every year, because it's not, that's not the difference. That's how much you actually save. Okay. So that's a big, big, that's a big number. Own Well is going to fight. They've got cutting edge technology that you don't have. There's no upfront cost, savings or free guarantee. You don't save, you don't pay. Save money on your property taxes with Own Well. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And she's always gone too long anytime.
All right, 751 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you got any questions, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776.
The biggest story in decades here, the Texans uniform unveil. Okay? It was fire at 713 last.
I will say this. Did you see the pictures or the videos of the setup that they had there? It was pretty cool. They're so much cooler than they used to be. I mean, the uniforms are pretty good. They're fine. They're good.
There are people that are crushing them or whatever, and there are people that are just in love. Like you said, Lance, they will kill you if you say anything bad about them.
Oh, man.
They're fine. They're good. I mean, it's a good.
I'm happy that we got some new uniforms.
I know.
Yeah.
It has been so vanilla and blah and bland and for years and years. But they've got a new marketing director over there that's been there for the last couple of years that is actually pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
He is actually trying to bring, you know, some updated, not, you know, from the year 2002 to now. Well, actually, those uniforms were designed in 2000 or in 99, and we're Liberty White and Blood Red and Capital Blue or whatever they are, right?
Deep Steel Blue and Battle Red.
Whatever.
Don't disrespect.
I mean, and we're red, white, and blue, and look at, we've got a Toro.
76 trombones.
And it's football time in Houston.
And now we've gone to tipping off old foes. We went to Like a Boss. We played Slim Thug Like a Boss whenever. Imagine this. It's Bob McNair out there, and they've got a marching band. We are red. We are liberty. We are Constitution white. We are patriotic blue. We are Liberty Bell red. Look at us. There's this stupid-ass Toro that never talks but would always interrupt us when we did our pregame show.
They don't use that terminology. We have a stupid-ass Toro.
Well, they don't say that. I'm interjecting my personal feeling when he would come. You know what Charlie Palillo's favorite thing would be? When the Texans rolled Toro over and said, can we get Toro on this interview with you guys in a pregame show? It's me, Rich Lord, and Charlie. And boy, was Charlie happy that he'd ask a question. Toro would just stomp his foot as an answer, which is great radio. And Charlie, well, that's good radio here as the mascot stomps his feet answering questions on the
Charlie
pregame show. Oh, disgusted. Oh
yeah.
Disgusted. And now what are we doing? Cal's throwing up the H. He's got his dog. He's taking pictures with his dog and a smoker. The owner's wife has helped to resurrect the team. They're getting Andre Johnson from the U. They'll throw the U up. Is getting, mm-hmm. He's putting chains as they have an unveiling party of uniforms where basically they just listen to us about the rebrand. We're pretty much responsible
for
this
whole
thing.
That was so embarrassing, though. You could barely get that chain around Cal's giant head.
Cal's getting a new chain. Hannah's getting a chain. They're all iced out. They're playing. It's Andre Johnson. They're playing Slim Thugs Like a Boss, but the clean version. Who, by the way, who produced that, Dell? Pharrell. Bing.
What does that mean to me?
Well, I'm just a little something. I don't know if you know Pharrell Williams was the one who produced it.
Great. As
they had the marching band. He's always got a unique sound. But regardless, just a little hip-hop news. I wanted John to have something to tell the guys at Highland Pines that he could get over on them.
Great.
But look at the rebrand. The rebrand went so hard in the paint, and they basically said everything the fans said we're doing, literally everything.
Yeah.
But look what's happened.
Well, you're very
– But look – well, they won too. So
yeah, that helps. You're being very positive about the Texans, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that because we don't have a lot of positivity when it comes to the current team is playing. How do you feel about a graphic designer switching from the Astros to the Texans and making an announcement and putting it on his Twitter feed like he's a commitment, like a five-star commitment? That is what one Ruben Valdez did. He's now a senior graphic designer for the Texans. He used to work for the Astros, and he put out a commitment tweet, so you all know. How do you feel about it? Because I know you have feelings, special feelings about this, Lance. Where do you stand?
Wait, he said he's going to the Texans to do what? Or he's been there, or he's just going there?
Well, he used to work for the Astros. He announced his goodbye on April 19th. And then 2 days later, he has a commitment tweet about going to the Texans, and he's a senior graphic designer. How do you feel?
When did he do this?
Well, he made his announcement on Twitter April 21st. He's got a stylized picture and then a zoom in on the logo. So how do you feel, Lance?
Did he say respect his decision?
No, he didn't do that. That's strictly for high school kids.
Well, I mean, that is. I mean, maybe they're going to be cool like the Astros now.
Well, I saw one guy quote tweet his announcement and go, "This is huge." I was like,
"No."
Yes, I did see that. I was like, "I guess."
It's big on Twitter. I don't know if it's this. You know what? Half the battle you fight is on the public relations standpoint now because of Twitter. So that's fine. I get it. I guess it is big. I guess it is big news. You know what's funny is there was a new law. There was a new ruling that was passed. Did you see this, John? Would have saved me thousands. They can't enforce non-competes anymore. Non-competes are invalid by the law, by the letter of the law. You can leave whenever you want, and they cannot restrict your employment. So I wonder, I ask you, Dell, when that came out, because he might have had a non-compete from the Astros that now is non-enforceable, and he can – because that came out just yesterday. It's non-enforceable. Non-competes cannot be enforced. You can go – you can be employed wherever – which always seemed brutal. Like, oh, I guess I just can't work for 4 months. We'll see how this goes for me. And me and my family would, like – drain savings, and I had to do it twice, and it was a big pain in the ass. But it does I wonder if that's what happened, because non-competes are no longer enforceable. You can't keep someone from working at a competitor. So I wonder if that's why he put it out yesterday, because he doesn't have to wait
anymore. Well, it was over the weekend. So when are you moving to 610 then?
Well, you said April 21st.
Well,
today's April 21st.
Just get up and leave. Portal's open.
Yeah, the
for everybody.
Open for, the portal's open for Lance.
Yeah.
Portal's open for everybody.
Hey, I may go to another place. Just respect my decision if I do it. That's all I'm asking. I'm going to pray on things and then respect my decision.
Respect my decision. All right, we got a break. 7:58 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to get
with
into
all
three,
that said, 7, I'm going to have a long
80,
post.
3776.
Thanks to Dell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Remember
you can
Vanessa
stop talking
Richardson?
Now.
Shout out.
With all that said, with all that said, time for me to talk about Brinkman. Time to talk about your roof, and if you don't take care of it. And if you don't take care of it, and then you have some kind of a leak, and it destroys your carpeting, it destroys your wood, it destroys your furniture, guess what? Insurance companies ain't paying because you have done nothing. How long have you had your house? When was the last time you checked your roof? When was the last time? Have you looked up at your roof and seen that it's shiny? If it's shiny, then those shingles are worn. And guess what? If it's shiny and you try to, anything happens, sorry, insurance company, sorry, you didn't do anything about your roof. I need validation that you actually took care of this thing. If you take care of your car, you change the oil. You don't do anything with the roof? Really? Well, call Brinkman Quality or go to BrinkmanQuality.com, BrinkmanQuality.com, Quality Roofing Services, Brinkman, 281-480-7663. Let them check it out. They give you a bill of health, and you've got that proof for the insurance company. Or if you need to do something, do it. 281-480-7663 or Brinkman, BRINKMANN, Quality.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.